The findings covered a range of human rights, from women's and children's rights to the rights to freedom and a fair trial. The annual report covered the ethnic clashes in Jonglei State, which left nearly 1,000 people dead. Although disarmament campaigns recovered tens of thousands of guns in Jonglei, the commission says the government must do more to remove guns from the cattle camps. Human Rights Commissioner Lawrence Corbendy says some states have particularly poor records when it comes to protecting the rights of women and girls.
Equatoria, Upper Nile, and Barghazal, rights for life have grossly been violated. The report findings say, the research finding established that early pregnancies and early marriages is chief cause of the high dropout rates from school for the girls.
The report also found high rates of domestic and gender-based violence in the country. The commission says many of South Sudan's children are living in horrible conditions due to poor paternal care and lack of access to education. 72% of South Sudanese cannot read or write, according to the report, and many of them are women. Corbendy says the government must do more to educate women.
The findings further say that 25% representation of women in political and administrative jobs is not realized because of low education of women.
The commission also found prison and police cells across the country are dirty, overcrowded, and failing to provide enough food to inmates and detainees, echoing a recent report by the group Human Rights Watch. For VOA News, I am Michael Onyego in Juba.